Chapter 8. Shaw was in Paris, just having finished an intense day of prep work. He changed into long shorts and a loose-fitting white t-shirt and went for a run along the Seine, passing the Jardin des Tuileries, the Orangery Museum, and the Grand Palace. His feet pounded along the Avenue de New York before he cut across a bridge, passed over the famous river that bisected Paris, and a few minutes later ran underneath the wide base of the Eiffel Tower. He slowed, jogging through the green space before picking up his pace again. Eventually, he ended up in the Saint-Germain section of Paris, on the left bank, where his small hotel was situated. He normally preferred the adjacent Latin Quarter while in the city, but Frank had made other arrangements. He showered, changed his clothes, and met Frank for dinner at a restaurant near the Orsay Museum. They sat in the rear corner of the outside eating area, which was cordoned off from the sidewalk by rectangular flower planters set on tall, wrought iron stands. Before leaving, Frank gave him a slip of paper. "What's this?"
"A phone number."
"For who?"
"Just call it."
Frank wedged his hat down on his head and walked off. Shaw could see him pause at the doorway to light one of his favorite small cigars before quickly disappearing into the mass of people threading their way along the crowded street. Shaw walked back to his hotel, trying to lift his spirits by absorbing the magic of one of the most enchanting cities on Earth. But the effect was exactly the opposite. It was in a hospital in Paris where he was fighting for his life after having his arm nearly hacked off by a neo-Nazi that he'd learned of Anna's death. It was shortly after he'd asked her to marry him, and she'd said yes. She was a gifted linguist and had actually said yes in multiple languages. Shaw had even gone to the little town in Germany where her parents lived to formally seek her father's permission for his daughter's hand in marriage. And then she was dead. Shaw's path took him along the river. He crossed over to the island where Notre Dame Cathedral stood. It had been recently cleaned, centuries of grime scraped off with pressurized water. For some reason, Shaw had preferred it dirty. He checked his watch. It was nearly 9 and the church shut down at 6:45 on weekdays. Tourists still roamed around taking shots of the famed exterior and themselves in front of it. He was not a particularly religious man, and he wasn't sure why he was even here. For prayer? Well, he was out of luck. God apparently was closed for the night. Shaw walked back to his hotel, unlocked the door to his room, and sat at a small desk chair, pulling out the slip of paper. He picked up his cell phone and punched in the number.
"Hello?"
Shaw hadn't heard that voice in months. Unprepared for it, his finger hit the disconnect button. "Damn you, Frank." Shaw had thought the phone number had something to do with the current mission, but it hadn't. That was Katie James's voice. He lay back on the bed and stared at the pale blue ceiling. Their last day together had not worked out exactly as Shaw had wanted it to. Well, maybe it had, since at the crack of dawn, he'd left the hotel in Zurich where they'd been staying, grabbed a shuttle to the airport, and took the next flight out. He didn't really care where it was going. She'd woken up, gone down to breakfast to meet him as they had planned, and probably become frantic when he didn't show. She'd tried to call him, but he'd never called her back. He'd changed his number. He didn't really know why he'd done all this. He'd never run from anything or anyone before, but he'd woken up in Switzerland on a chilly morning and just knew that he had to be alone. "So I just ran," he thought.